Blog Talk Radio.
So, get ready for that to work for you. So God will open up that door for you. So get ready for that door to open up for you. We're talking about $1 million short in life. Over $1 billion is spent on student loans. And they wonder where this money goes.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From L.A. to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
For your needs, that money going to be unlocked. Lisa and Joe, I'm praying for you tonight. Joe, I want you to release a seed quick as in the hurry. Because it seems that you're going to release Joe and break some yoke for you. Now, I want to share you with him. Psalm 31, and I'm saying Wednesday will work for you. I want to look tonight for God to bless you because my $1 billion flow. Door being open for you. The ram is moving. Psalm 30, and I see Venus and Mars working. I'm seeing God break the yoke for you. Bright star, all is well. The Leo people, I see a door open up for you. But Venus, the spirit of Venus is moving. Them that can step to have a birthday to you. John, I'm going to read John 14 chapter. Them that born in September, the first part of September, and the last part of September, 23rd number 1, the first part of September, John 3, verse 6 and 20. I want to tell you that is something moving in your behalf, and I see a good day working for you. And I just want to say that God got a blessing for you today. And get ready for a breakfast. We're going into October, November, December. Let's go to October. We're going to see what happened in October for you. Those that are in October, I feel that Sunday will be a blessing for you. Your lucky day will be Sunday or Saturday. Under the same of Venus. And Mars and Venus in Psalm 37. And as you read Psalm 37, we are going into November. We're going to read Numbers, verse 7, 11, and 77. As we go into the last part, Jupiter, in Psalm 29. So I want you to get ready for a blessing to you. Those that are looking for a breakthrough right now. Those are looking for God to do something special for them. Somebody said, listen, I've been looking for a breakthrough, but I don't know where to get it from. But this is the $1 trillion flow night. Thank you, Dan Spirit. And I'm going to play a little $1 trillion flow night. And that means that your
$1 trillion flow.
From
LA, Miami, Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago, Alabama, Texas. $1 trillion flow. People of Maryland, flow. Atlanta, Georgia, flow. $1 billion, flow. Over enough for everybody. It was made for us to be rich, made for us to be brilliant. People of color, people of Maryland, you ask not, you have not. We ask you for what's ours. We are calling for you, you and you, to come into the $1 billion flow. New car, new home. New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. $1 billion flow. $1 trillion flow. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt. Coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. You saw. I'm talking about $1 trillion flow. The slave train. I'm talking about all laws done by robots. The slave train. The $1 billion flow. You and me. Me and you. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the...
We're going to give you what you want. I'm praying tonight for those people, those women that want to have control of their body, mind, soul. I'm praying for those that over $1 billion worth of money was paid out with the PPP loans. They don't know where the money went. And we spent billions of dollars over Ukraine. What about Detroit, Chicago? What about the people here? And we got to get ready for a breakthrough for our people here. And we got to let God in and do something special. Because God's going to be special. He's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Because it's all in his hands. Let me say that again. The night that woman that lost her husband lost her daughter. Lady said her daughter got shot 5 times. But it's all in God's hands. And God's going to change some things for you tonight. As I get ready to give you the word that is the trillion flow. It's time for you to start your business. It's time for you, wherever you're at, man, wherever you are. If God wants to place you right where you're at, let go and let God. And you can't do it by yourself. You got to put it in God's hands. Wherever you're at, around the world, Africa, Italy, France, Paris, Chicago, Columbus, you got to put it all in God's hands and say, God, work it. Exodus 14:14. Step back and let God work for you. If you got a need to plant a seed, I'm praying for those that go to school. I'm praying for those children as they get back in the school and some of them are drugs. They're jumping on the teacher. They're putting guns on the teacher. But look like people can't see. We are heavy medicated drugs in America. So until we deal with the drug addiction that's going on in America, in the schoolhouse, with the judges, with the police, it's rogue police and drugs. You got rogue judges letting people out. We got preachers that won't stand up and speak out. So you got to put it in the hands of God. And when you put it in the hands of God, you leave it alone. And God will do it for you right now. God's going to do anything but fail. I want to share with you in the $1 trillion flow. I want to share with you spiritual warfare prayer. Put on the full armor of God tonight to fight the wars of the devil with evil, witchcraft, and magic. I call on the angel Michael, Raphael, and you, and all the archangels to go with you to fight those places and evil places. I call on God to touch your family members. Oh, I say our ancestors. I call on God tonight to uplift you and give you a sound mind. The God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the whole universe. We call on God and we put the armor of God on. St. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom. Once you seek the righteousness of God, trillion flow will come. Trillions of dollars being spent. We got people sleeping on the bridges. We got people have not seen a doctor or a dentist. We're talking about there's one side black and one side white. There's one side is poor and one is rich. We're talking about the trillion flow. God able to rule and super rule over everything. Whatever going on in your mind, give it to God. It's all in his hand. And let God do it for you. I do decree the power of the north of the host of angels. I decree the power of God to protect me and my family, protect my friends. I speak in healing. I speak in deliverance. I speak in breakthrough. I speak in economic development. That business is going to work. God's going to bless you and open up a tonight finance for you, you, and you. And I decree a sound mind. Let me say again, I decree a sound mind by the angel Raphael, the healing angel, to go forth and heal those that have lost their way, heal those that have no way to go. And that, and when you get ready for God to touch you, 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, Hebrews 11:1, now faith is something that I want you to walk by faith. I'm going to get ready tonight for God to give you that trillion flow. I told you, if you got a need right now, plant that seed. So, Bishop, I got a need. I need to see. And what you see, you're going to get a blessing. God want to make you a supply house tonight. God want to make you this year to have more than enough. They say there's a shortage, but there's no shortage with God. They say what's going on, got everything, but you got to let go of that God. God want to make you a supply house. Philippians 4:19 and Philippians 4:13 and Psalms 91. God want to make sure you got to say tonight, I'm a supply house. God made me a supply house word. God made me a supply house with deeds. And whatever I do, God going to bless. You ain't got to worry about people. When you want to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, God going to always open a door for you. It ain't about color. It's about men and women got a heart to God. I want you to get ready. That's one. Two, I want you to seek. I want you to see for your miracle. Let me say that again. I want you to see for your miracle. St. Luke 6:23. And I want you to read Philippians. And I want you to get ready for God to give you what you need, when you want it, quick, fast. Psalm 23, seeking for your miracle. You got to seek for your miracle, and you got to see for your miracle. The reason you don't get it, you don't see, because you caught up with what somebody said. Proverbs 22:1-7. When your name is right, the angels come and the ancestors will come to give you exactly what you want. I'm seeing for a breakthrough. I'm seeing for my healing. I'm seeing to finish college. I think we're a lady 90 years old, got a D&D. Got a D&D. She couldn't get it because she was picking cotton. But after she got married, she said, one thing I want to get my GED. She got a GED, but didn't have to get it. She already got it. She just did everything, picked cotton, pulled corn, kept children, had family herself. So it's important. Job 4:33. And I told you Proverbs 22:1 and Jeremiah 1:7-8. I want you to get ready for a breakthrough for you. And you said, what you need to do? You need to see for your miracle. I don't care when God gives you a word and somebody wants to see. Father God, bless them right now. Give them the home they want. Give them the finance they want. Devil, loose their finance. Let it go right now. Let the trillion flow. Those that are in business, those that are trying to go to business, those that don't know where to go, I decree a miracle for you right now. I decree a miracle on your seed. On the seed that you give, God will give it to you. Shake the trigger 100%. I want you to expect now. St. Mark 11:29. I want you to expect. Put down expect. I'm expecting the miracle because I done did the work. Once you do the work, you got to get paid. Once you do the work, God's going to do something for you. I want you to read St. Matthew 6. But I want you to get ready for God to Psalm 31. And I want you to read also Psalms 29, I'm looking now, because I want you to expect. When you expect something, God goes Psalm 19, Psalm 45, I want you to expect the tree to flow. It's all in God's hands, but you got to expect God going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. I'm talking to somebody tonight. They don't know what to do, how to do it, but I'm going to tell you, God got it. And God's going to get to you quick, fast, and somebody, the bishop, in a hurry. And I want to hurry for God to do something for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. So I want God to do it for you so quick. You see, God is here. God is here for me so quick. I don't know why. When you can't be God given. Let me say that again. You can't be the God to heal your body. Those are alcoholics. I just want to share that with you tonight. You can't be God-given. No matter how you try, he's going to give back to you. Just keep on letting him bless you. He's going to keep on blessing you. Whatever you're doing, God can know. I'm praying for you, Mother Francis. I'm praying for you, Samuel. I'm praying for you, Brother Sam. I'm praying right now, Terry. I'm going to Ohio, wherever it is, I'm sending names with your prayer. And Terry, I want you to read Psalm 91, and it says the Psalm. 27 number song. Whatever you need tonight, you can't be God giving it to you. I don't care how you try, God will give you 2 homes. God will give you 3 cars. God will put money in the pit for you if you just give over to God. And I want to tell you, if you give all to God, he comes back to you, sit down, pray together, running over. I want to tell you, I'm praying for you, Lynn. I'm praying for you, Shirley, up in Minnesota. I'm praying for you, Sister Milton, down in St. Louis, Brother Sam. And I'm praying for you, Henrietta, for God will open the door for me. I want to tell you next, I'm praying for you, and I want to tell you all is well. Expect your miracle, Mark 11:29. And get ready for Deuteronomy 30:7. Breakthrough. The flood's going to hit Florida next week. It's on its way now. I told you it's coming back to back. You can't keep God giving. You have not, because you ask not. I want you to ask what you really want. Devil, step up off of me. Let me go. Because God's going to do it for you quick, man. God, right now, if you got to me, go to my website, connect the screen, and go to Cash App and put money sign Bishop and 3 keys. Drop it now. Go pick Cash out and do it right now. I want it to be fast for you. Go to Cash out and do it now. Don't wait. I need to do it tonight, right now. Before I get off the air, do it and watch God. I'm praying that God give you 100-fold. You ask him for 50, I want him to give you 100-fold. Quick, fast, in the air. You can't beat God give it. You know what I'm saying? You can't be God give it. So God going to give it quick, fast, and in a hurry. When you ask God to do it, God's going to do it. And when God do it, can't nobody stop.
But when all the concerts are over and the contracts have been signed, I love the Lord. Because before I could sing or play, he heard my cry.
Get ready. God knows what you need, God what you want. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son tonight, that whoever believes in his son, not perish, but have everlasting life. God, do it. Let go tonight. Let go. Come on, say that now. For you, Francis, Helen, for you, Mother Ross, for you, Bishop Ross, Bishop Dan Cook, Bishop Frank, for you, Bishop J.L. Cox, for you, Bishop Stevenson, for you, those that are speaking with you tonight. Now is the time. The storm is over. Shout victory. God picked you up. He said it's going to be all right, woman. God picked you up. He's going to make you a supply house. He's gonna give you milk. You just expect God doing good things for you. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. A divine prayer to watch over you. A divine prayer to watch over you. The storm is over. Come on, Detroit. The storm in your life is over because you have made up your mind that you're going to seek God. God forgive you for all your sins. God will make it all right. You can't do nothing, man. You got to let God do it. Woman, I'm praying for the addiction. I'm praying tonight for the ones that lost love, lost a son, a brother, a cousin. Lost a husband, lost a wife. But I want to say to you, I say, the storm is over. Speak the word, healing. And to God, the storm is gone. Because I'm walking with the angel, Michael, Raphael, Bobby. I'm walking and get, I see somebody getting out. I want to tell you, Lisa, yes, you did it. God is yours, now you claim it. Somebody's finance has been messed up. I decree tonight, if you see quick, fast, and in a hurry, I ain't going to tell you what to see, I just want you to do it. Because God's going to put it in your heart, your mind, what to see. It's going to give you the avenue, the road to go down. That's the through Abraham, Joseph.com. And go to my homepage. Then we go to Cash App and put in sign Bishop T3T. And as I'm saying, God is already blessing you. God's already doing it for you now. God's already getting ready to bring you to something good. God is getting ready to open up that new door. For you, the storm is over, man. Get over it, because God is already doing something special tonight. Your finance this year is going to be all right. Your healing is going to be all right. I want to be the first to say the storm is over. And I ain't no way tired. Some of you get tired. You got to be consistent with God. When you're consistent with God, things open up. You know, Brother Paul Jones, the bishop, I got to keep going. And that's what Brother Paul Jones said, I got to keep it going. And I know, because I've been going through something, but I ain't going to complain. You think you can't complain when you give God, when you give God what you want, you don't complain. Because God can open up every door. And every door closed with God Almighty. Gonna open up. I'm praying right now that the widow woman had one whole case. She seeded it to the prophet. And meal came up out the bottom of the bath. And all were touched. Y'all don't hear me what I'm saying. God will do the same thing for you. But ain't nobody going for you. God will open up that door. Somebody's in a big hurry. I want God to do it for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Sometimes you got to wait on God to open up that door for you. Well, I'm waiting on God.
Get so caught up in what we're going through.
Now, a reverend, tell you what happened. But I want to tell you,
so caught up in what we're going through.
Brother Paul Jones came to Monroe, that house. I'm an overseer. Brother Paul Jones, a bishop, I've been going through something, just come out of Texas. He said, but I got something to tell your members. And I got something to, he's in the spirit world now. He was really going through something. He said, I got something to tell the members. And this is what he said.
So we start complaining, Lord, why me? Why me? Why me? What you need to do, one day out of your busy schedule, take the time out. Visit a hospital, MD Anderson. Walk up and down those corridors. I guarantee you, you'll come back saying, I don't complain. Give him the love as he comes.
I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some lonely nights. But when I look around and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain.
Can I say that one more time?
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights, but when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I want my blood. Sometimes the
clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask a question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. All of my weary eyes, they can see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Lord, that's been so good to me.
Have you been good? Say that. Go
hell. Oh, that's just so well as you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me what it did.
Paul Jones was at the church down in Monroe. He sung that song for the church up. But he said, this is my song and my testimony. And after that, he closed with the ancestors. But that song touched me today as he sung that song. He had a testimony and commitment. Important you testimony and commitment. It ain't bad as you think. I'm praying for those that are on the west side where the building gas blows the building. And, you know, people buy so much. But, you know, it's like this hymn. You have to watch over your own and let God do what he needs to do. And God will do what he needs to do for you. And I'm praying tonight that God open up every door that's been closed. I'm praying that God will do something special for some of you that is caught up and don't know what to do. God is able to open up that door. You don't know what to do.
It's right on my tears away.
I'm praying for you. My midnight today. Can't do that for God. Thank you. cataract, that tumor. Dr. Gibson, I'm praying for you. Tanya Scott, I'm praying for you. I just feel a kind of way that God's going to do something special for me. For you to let go tonight and let God. For you to just let go and let God. God's going to do something special for you. You know something? Sometimes you have to wait on God. Because some of you are so caught up with God. And
found out about this amazing program.
Will. And God makes you do it right now. This is what you I'm waiting on God. Now, what I'm telling you tonight, God's going to do it for you quick, fast, and early. You got to say, God, do it for me. You got to get personal with God. You got to repent of your sin. And God can heal that cancer, that cataract, that tumor, that high blood, that low blood. I don't care what the doctor says. The doctor gonna always give some bad news, but God, glory, he's gonna do it for you tonight. Right now. Touch that high blood condition, that wayward mind, that cataract, that tumor. That brain cancer, God, right now, touch that man, touch that woman.
This is the cry of your children, Lord. Get in trouble, you can say, Lord, do it. Cause we know you to be away from the day. If you're sick, you can say, Lord, do it. Because we know you're not. If your heart is heavy, you can say,
breakthrough right now. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 through 17. Right now.
About the man that could not see. Hallelujah. But he heard that Jesus
was coming by.
His way along and
find
Jesus, lay your hand. He lay your hands on
me. I'm asking him to lay his hands on you tonight, whatever going on, as he come by your house, your home, that drug addiction, alcohol addiction, that confused mind. Coming back.
He just inched his way along and cried out, Jesus, lay your hand. Please lay your hand on me. And I heard the blind man say, no, you can do it. Took two little fish and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. You went to the graveyard one day and put a dead man to kill you. Oh, yes, you can.
Can I do one more? Can I do one more? Before I Thank you. And oh,